Hello and welcome to All Things Travel. We're covering a requested topic today, and we're back at Universal. We're talking about rides and attractions, and we'll break down which ones are the best. You're listening to All Things Travel, episode 43, original air date, April 14th, 2021.
Ryan, we have discussed Universal a few times in the past. We've mentioned the attractions a few times in the past. In fact, episode 11, we gave the grand tour of Universal Studios Florida. And episode 13, Islands of Adventure. And episode 15, Volcano Bay. But that was pretty much an overall look at those attractions. Right. And now it's all about the rides. Somebody wanted to know just about the rides. I guess where to spend your time while you're there during the day.
Gotcha. All right. I'm ready. I have opinions.
And I want to hear them. So I thought we would start at Universal Studios Florida, like we did last time, and we'll just pick out the best from each section.
Okay.
Maybe there's a section that we don't have to mention for one reason or another.
Sure.
And then for more details on every ride, in addition to what we decide are the best at each section and in a couple of categories, just all the information you might want about every ride, you can find that at by clicking the link in the show notes or going to allthingstravelshow.com/43. And that'll take you to a pretty comprehensive post about rides at Universal.
You've been working hard on that. It's your Universal thesis, if you will.
I need a masseuse for this shoulder that's been working this mouse so diligently. So Production Central of Universal Studios Florida.
So right as you walk into that park.
Yeah, right as you walk in and you see a couple of 4D and 3D motion-based rides, indoor rides, and then a big roller coaster off to the right.
Yep.
But what is your favorite ride in at Production Central and why?
For me, the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem is the best ride because I think it's really unique. Transformers is good, but it's very comparable to me as to Spider-Man, and I love Spider-Man more. The Shrek 4D, I just wasn't as impressed with. And the Riptide Rocket, to be honest with you, I think it was a little too intense. I'm kind of past that level of roller coasters in my life, if you will. So to me, the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem was the most unique and the best ride there. How about you?
Well, and that's coming from the guy who likes the Okuri body plunge at Volcano Bay.
I know, and I love the Incredible Hulk coaster. I love Everest. I just that one I didn't care for. I don't know if it was the day we were there, but I don't need to ride it again. And I would much rather do something fun like the 3D ride of Minion Mayhem.
It seems like it should be a better ride than it is when you ride it. It's cool that you get to pick some music to listen to, some rock music, or I guess if you prefer another genre. But I think I kind of prefer the rock and roller coaster at Hollywood Studios, where they just play
too.
Some Aerosmith for you.
Yep.
And it's a lot smoother ride. And then on the others, I agree. I think Transformers, the ride 3D ranks up there. And Shrek.
It's good.
I think the best part of Shrek is before the ride. It's funnier when you're waiting to go in and what's going on around you is pretty funny, the characters. I think my favorite is also the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. It's cute, it's funny, and I think the best in that area.
Okay, we're agreed. And I bet we're going to agree on the next area too.
I bet we are. Hopefully we'll disagree somewhere. Maybe we can just agree to disagree.
Okay, let's do that.
New York. What's your favorite?
Revenge of the Mummy. I like the Jimmy Fallon ride fine. I love the queue. I love all the nods to the Tonight Show and his version of the Tonight Show. but the Revenge of the Mummy is one of the best rides across the entire resort area.
Yep, I think I agree here too. The queue kind of seeming like you're backstage getting ready for a show in New York is cool. I love all the scenes from New York, but Revenge of the Mummy, we love the franchise. I think we mentioned that back in episode 13. Love the franchise. It's funny. They updated it recently and it seems like there's a little less Brendan Fraser in it.
Huh.
In the pre-show. And
that's interesting.
Which I think is regrettable, but he still has a really funny part later in the ride. If you're a Brendan Fraser fan, then you'll enjoy his cameo. And then, yeah, just a great ride, great effects and fun.
Okay.
San Francisco, skip.
Yep, walk right by. Head over to Lombardo's and grab a nice meal and then leave San Francisco.
Yeah, don't spend any time on Fast and Furious.
It's just not good. I stand by it. It's not a good ride. I mean, the next time I go to Universal will be this summer and I won't go on this ride.
World Expo almost gets that same treatment, I think.
This is a better ride than the Men in Black Alien Attack is a good ride.
It is fun.
It's fun.
It's something that I won't feel terrible if I miss it, though. It's not a must do.
So let me ask you this. Men in Black Alien Attack or Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger in Tomorrowland at Magic Kingdom?
I'm going to go with Buzz Lightyear.
I would say Men in Black. I like Men in Black better.
Oh, wow. Yay, we disagree.
Not better than Toy Story Mania, though. I love that ride.
Yeah, that one absolutely, I think, is better. It took me a while to work out how to actually shoot. And so first time, everybody in my car, all the kids outshot me. But yeah, well, that one is my favorite of that type of shoot 'em up ride. And we have one here locally at Six Flags that's DC Comics based.
Okay.
And it's pretty good, too. But obviously not as good as the Universal and Disney rides. All right. So what do you think of Fear Factor Live? Have you ever had a chance to see
it? I have not. I've never been.
I haven't either. And frankly, I'm just not interested in eating gross foods. And
no.
I'm not that interested in stunt shows. So
no.
Yeah, that one's pretty easy. Men in Black. Springfield, USA. I think the Simpsons ride is a lot cooler than you might expect in Kang and Kudos Twirl and Hurl is kind of your basic spinning ride, and the
theming
is nice. Well, and it's funny.
It plays to the genre of the carnival, you know, that's kind of out there. It's kind of that tilt-a-whirl type ride. I've never been on it. The Simpsons ride is good, especially if you're a Simpsons fan. I mean, there are so many flippant Easter eggs throughout that entire ride, throughout the queue.
It is funny.
I mean, it's just amazing. There's better versions of this ride at Universal.
Yes.
As far as the style of ride, but it's a good ride.
And I guess you'll always find one or a few of this type of ride at every theme park.
Yeah.
Woody Woodpecker's Kids Zone. This one might just depend on the type of ride you enjoy.
Yeah.
Because
they're two very different rides. Yeah.
And I guess pretty family friendly for littler kids. Sure. So not going to find any thrills here, but which of the two do you like better?
I think I like the Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster better. Just cause I thought, and I shared this on the previous episode when we talked about this, I thought E.T. was kind of weird.
I like the style of the E.T. ride. I think it's cool that you ride on the bikes.
Sure.
You know, and it reminds me a lot of the Peter Pan ride from Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, it does. It does feel a lot like that. Yeah.
But I'm just a big fan of the kiddie roller coasters, and Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster is one of those. So I'm pretty frequently going to pick the little coaster over any other attraction. And then there's another one we can skip before we get to The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Diagon Alley, which has two attractions, but one of them is the pretty clear winner, I think.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts has great theming, little thrills to it, a lot of special effects.
Definitely worth it. It was the first ride we ever went on when we were at Universal for the first time, and we were blown away. I mean, it was just, I mean, I remember we got up that first day. We went, you know, it was Universal Studios was open early. We did exactly what you're supposed to do. We went right back to Gringotts. We got on the ride and we were blown away.
And I think this is a little by design from Universal, in that Universal Studios Florida is predominantly indoor attractions and indoor rides. And Diagon Alley mimics that, in that it doesn't really have an outdoor attraction other than right. Some of the shows on the outdoor stages. But everything else is pretty much indoors, including Hogwarts Express and Escape from Gringotts.
Yeah.
So, best ride overall from Universal Studios Florida. Top three, maybe.
Well, if you're giving me three, I'm going to say Gringotts, and I'm going to say The Mummy, and I'm going to say Despicable Me.
I think that one was pretty predictable for both of us. I agree. And that's why we did Universal Studios first, because Islands of Adventure does have a better variety and it gets a little harder to decide which is the best and which is the favorites. So let's start there, and we'll start a little easy or a little hard, depending on your perception, with Toon Lagoon, where I guess it seems you want to go if you want to get wet.
I guess I haven't been on either. So you're our resident expert here.
Well, I don't like to get wet, so I haven't been on one either. So I guess it's going to depend on whether you want a flume type ride or a Roaring Rapids type ride.
Well, to me, the Roaring Rapids is going to be the better ride just by design.
And as much as I love, similarly to how I love many roller coasters, I also love flume rides. So for me, the Dudley Do Right Ripsaw Falls gets the advantage.
Okay.
I want to live in a city where the only source of transportation is flume rides. Someone needs to build that city. I imagine Venice is closed with the gondolas, but I want flumes where you sit in a little log and you get propelled through the city in a little tube of water.
That okay. All right.
Now it's going to get a little more difficult because Marvel Superhero Island has four attractions.
They do.
And one of them, a nice thrilling roller coaster, and the other, a spectacular immersive motion-based ride where you get thrown right into a comic story.
So yep.
Which is your favorite?
We've got the Incredible Hulk coaster. We've got the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. We've got the Storm Force Accelatron and the Doctor Doom's Fearfall. I have not been on the Storm Force Accelatron. The Doctor Doom's Fearfall I have. It's kind of a reverse drop ride. It kind of shoots you up rather than down. So, I mean, yeah, to me, it's between Hulk and Spider-Man. Man, I really like the Hulk coaster, but there's just something about that Spider-Man ride. I just have to give it the edge.
It's so much like being in the animated series, the old Disney XD animated series. And I don't know how they worked out the rights where it's the same animation and a lot of the same voice actors in the ride as it was in the series. But yeah, the sensations that you get from the movement of the cars and the special effects is out of this world. Sometimes it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now I will say, when it comes to the Incredible Hulk coaster, if you are jonesing for roller coasters because you're doing a split stay with Disney, or you have older kids and so you've gone over to Universal, you will definitely get your coaster fix from the Incredible Hulk coaster.
And I think I've seen somewhere where it's considered the best roller coaster in all of Orlando.
Okay. Could be.
For me, it's not the intensity. To me, it's I kind of get pulled into the seat because of the G-forces and the way the restraints are. And it's kind of uncomfortable for me. I would prefer it if it was a little more open, I guess, where I could see more and maybe a little smoother, a little slower.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty commonly considered a great roller coaster in spite of my complaints about it. So Skull Island only has the one attraction, Skull Island, Reign of Kong. We can't really pick which one is the best since it's the only one, but it is a really cool ride.
I think it's a good ride.
Yeah, another one that does a great job of putting you in the movie. And it's the 2005 movie that this one I think is based on, not some of the other ones. The one with Jack Black. Jurassic Park. This one's hard to pick because it's the Jurassic Park River Adventure, and I Don't Want to Get Wet, and the Pteranodon Flyers, which looks like a blast, but I'm too tall to ride it.
Well, the River Adventure is good. I do like that ride. And you do get wet, Shane.
And you do get wet. Man.
But what's exciting about this area is if we were talking about this area a year from now, there's going to be a new Velocicoaster coming this summer.
And that will probably change the entire conversation.
Yeah, sure.
Because you can see it. You can see videos of it online of the test runs. And then from a couple of other rides, you get really good views of it. And you can see a lot of it just walking next to it, which is, it seems like it's something different from a lot of new rides at parks. It seems like they're kind of hiding them because they're indoor or because they immerse you into the area and they don't want you to see outside of it. But this one, it's kind of right out there for you to see from a lot of different places. Now, even though this is more family-friendly attractions, Seuss Landing is some of my favorite attractions.
I was going to say, that's one of your favorite areas in all of this park, right, Shane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you've got Cat in the Hat, which is another indoor motion-based ride that kind of puts you in the book and a little bit in the cartoon. Little yep. zany, a little wacky, yep. and a lot of fun. One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, another one of the spinning rides that we talked about, that you can control the car, make it go up or down as you wish, and an opportunity to get wet.
Next time I see you in person, I'm just going to have a squirt gun.
Bring a spray bottle. You know, our cat would probably appreciate knowing that I was getting sprayed back by somebody. Right. Yeah. And then they've got the Caro Seuss L, which kind of looks like a classic carousel, but I think it moves a little faster. And then it's got a lot of the, instead of just classic horses and it's got some of the wacky characters from Dr. Seuss books. And then what is my favorite, the High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride. This year, when we went after our Agent Palooza conference, this was the first time that I got to ride on the other track. It seemed like we were always on the first track because it has two tracks. And we lucked out this time. And for whatever reason, it was open and we got to experience how the other half lives.
So what's the best ride for you in this area?
High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train.
And for me, it's Cat in the Hat. I love that ride.
Oops. So why do you like it better?
I really like that style of ride where you're in a car and you're kind of zooming around to different kind of scenes. I know we keep bringing these back to Disney comparisons, but people tend to know those. So it kind of feels to me like a souped up version of the Winnie the Pooh ride. In Magic Kingdom. I think it's cool. And I remember the first time I ever went to Universal Studios was many, many years ago. Almost 20 years ago. And I remember I went with a college friend of mine and we just did Spider-Man and Cat in the Hat over and over that day because we were just there for one day. We were at a conference across the street. And we loved both of those rides so much.
So a couple of college age kids riding.
I mean, we were in grad school, but we were acting like we were in college.
Okay. You know? But still, I mean, older kids that love that ride. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And the High in the Sky trolley, it's an elevated trolley. So you get a lot of good views of the land and of the lagoon and the rest of the park. And then it's like a lot of rides. It's a different ride at night. If you get a chance, ride it during the day and at night. And then Hogsmeade Village, probably both of our favorite place in Universal. Or do you like Diagon Alley better?
I like Diagon Alley better than Hogsmeade, I think.
I don't know that I could choose. I want to make sure that I get plenty of time at both.
Yeah, I like both, but I think I like comparing the two specifically. I like Diagon Alley. And then quickly followed up after those two by Superhero Island, because that just screams my junior high self.
Yeah, and we're only talking about the rides, but the theming there in that Superhero Island is really cool. I mean, the comic colors and look, it's amazing. But yes, Hogsmeade Village. Let's not depart from the village just yet.
Okay.
It has the other half of the Hogwarts Express there at the Hogsmeade Station. And we didn't mention this for Diagon Alley, but you definitely want to take the train both ways.
Oh, sure.
And there's a little difference each time you ride it. A little difference in the characters you see and the animation you see on the windows. And the cars that are inside the cars, it's just like what you see in the movies. Same seating and everything. And Hogsmeade Village has some of my favorite attractions overall. The Flight of the Hippogriff, another mini roller coaster.
Yep. Family roller coaster, we call it.
Family friendly roller coaster with... And probably the best part about it is just the views you get of Hogwarts Castle and the village. And then now you get a great view of the new Velocicoaster as well.
I have not ridden Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. So I can't speak to that.
Well, I'm going to spoil the ending and just say that it is my favorite ride anywhere. It is so much fun. It's a kind of a classic roller coaster, but with a lot of stops and starts, a lot of accelerations, and it has a lot of creatures and a lot of scenes from the movies that you'll like. And if you liked Hagrid before, you'll love him even more after this ride.
Very good. And what about Forbidden Journey? I'm assuming that's high on your list as well.
It is high on my list. It's a little different ride since it's another one of those amazing immersive immersive story rides where you are living out the story and not spoiling too much. You're flying along with a couple of the characters while they're on their brooms.
And I think, so I'm going to deep dive a little geeky here. I think I like that aspect of it better than I do the ride aspect of it.
Which aspect?
The
story?
I like the immersion factor better than I like, wow, this is an awesome ride.
Yes. And it's set up well. It's one where you may not want to use the express pass every time, because going through the classrooms.
Oh, sure. Oh, no, absolutely.
It really sets up the takeoff for when you begin the actual ride.
Yeah. So what's the best ride in Islands of Adventure, Shane?
I'm going to have to give just a slight edge to Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. How about
and
you?
I'm still going to say the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man. Because I like both the immersion and the ride.
Yeah,
The ride itself is fun, and the story and immersion is fun.
I would have a hard time arguing against that. It would definitely rank in my top three for that park, and probably top few for both parks. And Ryan, Volcano Bay, I haven't been yet, but you have, and I know it's, if not your favorite, one of your favorite water parks.
It is my favorite water park I've been to. Yeah.
So maybe what are your three favorite attractions? If you can narrow it down to three.
Sure. Sure. Oh, no, I can. No, I can. So the Kohokiri body plunge, which is and you'll have to go back and listen to the full episode about this, but it's that giant body plunge just for the uniqueness of that ride. The Aqua Coaster, the Krakatoa Rock Aqua Coaster is just really unique and a lot of fun. And then the Hanu Ika Moana, the big funnel where you're on a raft with a group of people. All three of those rides are just amazing. But you know what? There's not a bad ride here. They're all really cool and unique compared to other water parks. I think the Aqua Coaster, because of its uniqueness, is probably my favorite in all of the of Volcano Bay. I love the body plunge, but it's a little too scary to do it multiple times. So that's why the Aqua Coaster, I could do that multiple times in a day.
Oh, so you wouldn't do it multiple times in a day, the body plunge?
I don't know. I don't know if I would. It's an adrenaline rush for sure.
And after hearing you talk about it back in episode number 15, I was a little disappointed when we went back in January and Volcano Bay wasn't open yet, because you had me really excited to try it out this time. So we've kind of talked about the best rides overall, but based on just kind of our adult views of what we enjoy, maybe yeah. except for the Cat in the Hat, what would you say are the best of the family-friendly rides between all three parks?
Well, I think if you have... Okay, so it depends on who's in your family. If you have a mix of kids where one of the kids can't ride all of the larger rides and one of the kids is a Harry Potter fan, and that's one of the reasons you're at Universal, which is a common thing we hear, Flight of the Hippogriff wins it for me. If you have just littler kids, I would say Despicable Me because of the Minions. You know, little kids love the Minions. I wouldn't call it a kid ride per se, but I like the theme of it, I think is good for kids.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that, because I really wanted to disagree, but I think I agree on both accounts.
Okay.
Just like the movie, the Despicable Me Minion Mayhem. Just like the Despicable Me and the Minion movies, it's just as enjoyable for adults as it is for kids.
But I will say, with that ride, you know, most everybody's going to be okay with Flight of the Hippogriff. Not everybody's going to be okay with the Minion Mayhem as far as the level of intensity in that ride. So that is something to consider. Okay. Gotcha. Even if your kids love the Minions, they may not be able to do that ride.
And I think on that ride, isn't there, or maybe that was Shrek, there was an option to have seats that didn't move. You could sit in stationary seats. Most of the seats will kind of shake.
You can do that on the Minions as well, which may be helpful in that case. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you have motion sickness, you can use that. And then, Flight of the Hippogriff. It's fun enough for little kids, maybe a little bit older kids too. And then I think adults will appreciate the views of the castle and of the Hogwarts village.
Well, there you go. Like we said at the beginning, this was a show that someone reached out and asked us to do, and we are always happy to do that. And I hope that for your upcoming trip, you've got some good ideas of the rides that you want to tackle. So if hearing about all these rides got you thinking about going to Universal Orlando Resort, there are several promotions that might be of interest to you. There is a combination offer. If you combine a hotel stay and a ticket package stay, you could save up to $200. There is a 40% off a 4-day, 4-night vacation package. And I think, and Shane and I have talked about this, a 4-day package to Universal Orlando Resort to see both of the parks and Volcano Bay and have some bonus time, a 4-day, 4-night package would be perfect.
Yeah, if you're interested in Universal, give us a shout, because they run promos pretty frequently.
Pretty regularly,
Yeah, and then we can kind of help you pick a good time to go and help you decide if you're maybe thinking of Universal or another destination. We kind of help you pick out when is the good time to go to each one. And we would love to help you plan out your next vacation and all your vacations. Just reach out to us at vacationplanning@allthingstravelshow.com. And remember, it is our job to make you the vacation planning superhero.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the show so you can join us next time on All Things Travel.
And remember, never stop exploring.